today, Cardinal George Pell was sentenced to 6 years in jail for the sexual abuse of two choir boys in the 1990s. The sentence, handed down by County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd, has a non-parole period of 3 years and 8 months. Lorana Bartels is a professor of law at the University of Canberra. She told me that the sentencing in any case is a complex matter, and this case is unique in a number of ways.
It's not a right-wrong proposition. There are in the order of up to 300 factors that a court might take into account in sentencing. In George Pell's case, these included obviously things like the maximum penalty for the offences, the nature of the offences, when they took place, his high profile, his age, his physical health, his previous good character, the breach of trust, the fact that he has been kind of this public figure. So there's a lot going on there.
Some pundits are responding that the sentencing could be considered appeal-proof. Is there any validity in that statement?
Certainly, as I was reading it, that was a word that came to mind. And by appeal-proof, what lawyers mean is, this is a very experienced judge. He is the chief judge for that jurisdiction, the County Court in Victoria, so that is the jurisdiction where sexual offences are dealt with. And he's really covered off on pretty much all the bases. There's one small point that I would say he didn't comment on, but he's really been, I think it's fair to say, pretty meticulous, I think pretty balanced. So there were some instances where the prosecution put submissions and they were accepted. There were some instances where the prosecution put submissions and they were rejected. The same for the defence submission. So I don't think one could say it was all in the prosecution's camp or the defence camp. It's, I would think, a pretty balanced and consequently appeal-proof judgment.
You talked about one point not commented on. What was that one?
So he commented on the fact that other than these two instances of offending, he hadn't committed any other offences, and obviously he can only work off the offences of which George Pell has been convicted. He can't speculate on anything that he's been charged for and that has been abandoned or whatever. He's been convicted of those offences and nothing else. And so the judge said, you know, you're otherwise a good character, blameless conduct. There was no other evidence of offending in those 22 or so years. But it also means that he avoided the stigma of being a convicted pedophile in those 22 years and was able to advance his career to a very impressive height. So it's two sides of the same coin. So on the one hand, he was of good character, but he also got the benefits of that, and that wasn't something that the judge referred to, but he wasn't required to refer to it. And as I say, there's a lot of other stuff going on in that judgment.
6 years of sentence and 3 years, 8 months non-parole. Do you think that this is actually quite a big sentence given all of those circumstances?
Very hard to say, and in particular because there is nothing comparable. There certainly are cases where there's that passage of time, but nothing comparable because of Pell's standing in the Catholic community. The judge was able to accept that sentences for these kinds of offences are heavier now than they would have been in the late 1990s when the offences took place, and that there is a greater recognition now than there used to be of the long-term impacts of these sorts of offences on victims. I thought it was a fairly heavy sentence, but not inappropriately so. I mean, obviously, I think the defence team knew that they were going to be getting some jail time. If for some victims and their families, you know, this will seem far too little because they'll say, well, you know, the victim's lives are ruined forever. At the other end of the spectrum, certainly the fact that he's elderly, the fact that he has poor health, these are relevant sentencing factors.
Are there any other elements of the sentencing that struck you particularly in your reading of it?
Age is a significant mitigating factor, but then inferentially the reverse is that he's had his freedom for the last 22 years. So it just goes to show how sentencing is not an easy exercise. There's a lot of factors to take into account, and I think that the judges walked a very careful path. He sent a very strong message about the impact of sexual abuse, and again, I think this is something that's really come to greater public prominence in recent years of how big an impact these offences have on their victims' lives. And he was at pains to say that the death of the victim who's deceased cannot be attributed to George Pell's conduct, but nevertheless, it's very clearly had a long-term impact on the victim who remains and on the father of the deceased victim. And so recognising that, and I think having the court acknowledge that is important, and I hope it provides some measure of comfort to victims more generally. And likewise, in rejecting the submission that this was kind of a minor form of that kind of offending, he made it very clear that he regarded Pell's culpability for this as high, and that he regarded the offending as a serious example of that. Quite apart from what one takes away from the 6 years and 3 years and 8 months that George Pell will spend inside, is what this hopefully says to society more generally about this kind of offending being taken seriously by someone like the Chief Judge of the County Court.
Lorana Bartels, Professor of Law at the University of Canberra.